my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1, 2, 3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me the hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 177 of my 1, 2, 3 cents, the podcast. And this is going to be an abbreviated edition, in part because it is late. I just finished watching WrestleMania. If you watched the pre-show or the kickoff show and everything, you know that it was a very long night. I had some friends over from Stride Pro Wrestling, along with my buddy Tom, who is a novice wrestling fan. I guess he's not too much into the current product, but he has been watching more because of me, and I appreciate that. He came out and supported Stride Pro Wrestling over the weekend as well, which we had a big benefit show for our friend Lane Austin, who is a referee. I'm going through some health issues right now, and actually Lane made it over to watch WrestleMania at my house, and I was glad to have him here, along with Red Daniels, yes, I said it, and also Ben Abney, who has done some stuff with Stride Pro Wrestling as well. It was great to have those guys over. We talked a lot. We bonded, watched some great wrestling action. You know, WWE never disappoints with the wrestling action. Some of the stories were a little unusual, to say the least, but overall, I'm going to say that I enjoyed WrestleMania. I enjoy the company, and I enjoy talking wrestling with my friends. That's kind of what makes it fun for me. Now, if you've listened to previous shows, you know that Chad and I normally travel, or I say normally, we have been to several, nine, in fact, of the last, I guess, 13 WrestleManias. Since WrestleMania 22 is when we started going, I guess that's 12. Anyway, I can't count. But we were texting throughout the night as well, because he, of course, is in California. I am here in Southern Illinois, and we have, you know, we've talked about and debated about going. We actually talked about going this year. We had talked about potentially going next year. I don't know if that's in the cards at this point. I always enjoy going to WrestleMania, but it is a lot of expense, and it's a lot. Since they have gotten the network and have added hours to the show and have added virtually everyone on the roster to the card, it just makes for such a long night. So, you know, if you're listening to this, chances are you watched WrestleMania, so you don't need me to sit here and run down and analyze every single match. I do want to also say at the end of this WrestleMania portion of the podcast, there is an interview about this Saturday's show for Stride Pro Wrestling, and by this Saturday, I mean Saturday, April 14th. It is a fundraiser event as well. We're working for Youth Build out of Jefferson and Marion counties here in Southern Illinois. Jamie Woodworth Myers, who is the organizer of that fundraiser and a huge Stride fan. In fact, Jamie was very gracious and did a lot running the concessions for the Lane Austin benefit show. So it's going to be a great night. As I mentioned, James Ellsworth will be there. And it's happening in Mount Vernon at the Harley-Davidson dealership, Roadhouse Harley. So stay tuned for the end of this podcast. And it's a quick interview. We talk less than 5 minutes. So, but I just caught her at the end of the Stride show from over the weekend, and we chatted. As I mentioned, my buddy Tom, who is not the biggest wrestling fan, but is watching it and learning more about it, came over. And we always talk about WrestleMania moments. What were the WrestleMania moments, or what was the WrestleMania moment for you? For him, it came during the Ronda Rousey Kurt Angle versus Stephanie Triple H match, when Ronda put Triple H in the submission hold. I agree. It was a great moment, but as I explained to him, it wasn't the moment of the night, because we've seen Ronda kind of roughhouse Triple H two or three times in the past. So I think the match went the way it should have gone. I'm glad that Stephanie tapped. You know, a bigger moment might have been having Triple H tap, but I get, you know, that they wanted to kind of shut Stephanie up. But I think Ronda Rousey looked good. And, I know she's gotten some criticism, some hate. If they let her just go in there and be a badass and wrestle and not, you know, and she's obviously going to have to develop those mic skills. That's part of the game. That's part of the business. But I think if she just is given time, she was put in a very high pressure situation. I don't know off the top of my head, when was the last time somebody walked into the company as a rookie, their very first match is at WrestleMania, the biggest stage of them all. You know, I don't, it's perhaps never happened. I am not smart enough to think this through and know for sure, but it was an impressive outing, and I think that she will only continue to get better. She's a natural athlete, so I think that any hate toward her should be put to the side. Now, the other, for me personally, and some of my friends that were here, Dan and Lane, Ben wasn't here yet, but when we were talking, Asuka losing, the streak ending, Asuka's streak is over, undefeated streak. I was surprised by that. I was very surprised by that. I did not think Charlotte would be the one to end that streak. Asuka tapped out, which to me is huge, because I really thought WWE was going to go with Asuka in her undefeated streak as the champion into next year's WrestleMania to face Rousey in the main event, because I thought, and now that the way they ended that match, I should say, that could have been the main event. Again, that's my 1-2-3 cents on that. I mentioned that in a video last week, that Charlotte and Asuka could have, I'm not saying it should have, after the whole night of wrestling was over, but I really think in the very near future, in the next couple of years, maybe even next year, the potential is there for the women to close out WrestleMania. I loved the Charlotte Asuka match. I was very impressed with it. So that was probably, for me, that was my moment, my favorite moment, if you will. Another memorable moment was as the end of the Shinsuke Nakamura AJ Styles match and the low blow. We were all surprised that AJ retained. I think most of us were surprised. I don't know if everybody was, because there had been a lot of talk and a lot of speculation that Shinsuke was going to win. You know, having come off the Royal Rumble, it just seemed kind of like they were going to. I'm personally glad that he didn't win. And it's not that I dislike Shinsuke. I just have not completely bought into his character. I just, for something's not clicking there. I love AJ Styles. I think he is probably one of, if not the most talented guy on the WWE roster right now. Daniel Bryan, I love Daniel Bryan too. And speaking of him, I was glad to see that he and Shane McMahon also won their match, and there was no shenanigans. There was no screwing anyone over. That's the fun thing about the internet is, and by fun, I'm using air quotes. Everybody speculates. Everybody thinks somebody's going to turn on somebody, or somebody, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, or whatever. But it didn't, and I'm glad that it didn't. Something that was mildly shocking, but not so much, was the Bludgeon Brothers winning the SmackDown Live Tag Team Championships. I commented before the match started that I thought they might be the ones to walk out the victors here, because kind of unexpected, unpredicted. And I did not know this. Somebody had posted earlier that This was the Usos' first time on the main card of WrestleMania. Now, I know that they've done a lot of the pre-show stuff, or the kickoff show. I keep calling it pre-show. So kind of an interesting WrestleMania tidbit there. Jinder Mahal winning the U.S. title was a bit of a surprise. I thought Rusev might have gone on to win that. Nia Jax is your new women's champion on the Raw brand. Was kind of hoping for a Carmella cash-in, I won't lie. Nothing against Nia Jax, but Carmella cashing in on the Raw championship would have been something different for sure. Lesnar retaining was a surprise. I bought into the hype and the speculation that Roman Reigns was going to win and Brock was going to go back to UFC. I'm not sure how I feel about Brock winning. He is that attraction wrestler. I think if you are a traditional fan who likes the traditional championship title defenses, that, and I say traditional, but actually if you go back and look when Hogan was champion, it was only on special occasions that Hogan defended the championship. So I go back and forth on the Lesnar thing. I really do, and it just depends on my mood. I really didn't want to see Roman Reigns win, so I'm not disappointed that he didn't win. Samoa Joe would be my pick. Bobby Lashley, as odd as that may sound, would love to see him and Brock go toe to toe and take, you know, Lashley take the championship. And I'm still, you know, in the camp of Finn Balor, you know, laying claim to the championship that he never really truly lost. He had to surrender it. So there are still stories to tell and still possibilities there for sure. Seth Rollins is speaking of Finn Balor, and this is kind of why I thought Finn Balor didn't win the IC title, is to tell that story. But Seth Rollins becomes a Grand Slam champion as well, so congratulations to him. Woken Matt Hardy winning the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal with some help from Bray Wyatt. Going to be interesting to see where that story takes us. I think I've mentioned everything except for... oh, the Women's Battle Royal, of course. Naomi won. I didn't like the way that ended. I thought with Bayley and Sasha, they've been telling a story. I don't think Naomi should have been a part of that. That's just my opinion, though. Cedric Alexander is your new Cruiserweight champion. That was a good match. Again, kickoff show stuff, but Lane and I sat and watched it all, and were joined by our friends throughout the course of the evening. And of course there was the stuff with John Cena, and I'm not sure still John Cena and The Undertaker and Elias was in at the beginning. I don't know how I feel about how all of that went down. I'm still kind of absorbing it. I'm glad that The Undertaker didn't lose. I would have rather seen a longer, more competitive match. I know that time-wise, and I know Undertaker is just not the same as he obviously was at one time. I kind of thought they would just do a confrontation and spread this out till next year's WrestleMania. So I think that is still a possibility that we get that rematch, because Cena wasn't maybe ready for The Undertaker. He can use that excuse. I don't know. I do realize I did not mention Braun Strowman and Nicholas winning the tag team championships from The Bar. I don't want to crap on this and say negative things because I don't know the story with the kid at this point. I'm recording this literally 30 minutes after WrestleMania goes off the air, so I don't want to be negative. I don't know the kid's story. It's going to be interesting to see what they do, because clearly a 10 or 12-year-old kid cannot go on and continue to defend the tag team championships. It's a cute little, fun little side note, I guess. I would have rather seen Braun win the championships himself, which he essentially did. But, you know, is Kurt going to strip him of the tag team titles and then we have a tournament? The Monday after Raw is always exciting. It's always fun. So it'll be curious, or I will be curious to see what the next step is, what's going to happen on Monday Night Raw. SmackDown Live, of course. There is also, I guess there's been talk of the Superstar Shakeup. The co-branded pay-per-views start up next month too, or maybe even later this month. So it's still an exciting time. It's still a fun time. My heart, though, is with Stride Pro Wrestling right now. I love it. I love being a part of it. It means the world to me that so many people are becoming involved and liking it and loving it. You know, I've had some issues with Roger Mathis, who is you know, an incredibly talented individual, but he's a bully, and he's literally pushed or shoved or grabbed me several times over the last few months with Stride, and I had enough Saturday night, and I hit him with a chair, which has now prompted General Manager Sam Hunter to make me a special guest referee for an upcoming match this Saturday night, in fact, between Roger Mathis and Cash Borden. So I will be doing my announcing duties, and I will be refereeing a match. So I'm looking forward to that. I have not reffed. Actually, my first gig outside of ring announcing before I kind of got into the whole indie wrestling scene was refereeing. I refereed a couple of matches for a show in the McLeansboro area of Southern Illinois. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to everyone coming out and supporting yet another great fundraiser for Stride Pro Wrestling. May 5th, another fundraiser show coming up. And then May 26th, we are in Pinckneyville. It is all steel cages. Just some great action coming up. So that's my WrestleMania recap. That is my Stride preview. Stay tuned. Jamie is going to have more on our big show coming up this Saturday night. Everyone, thanks so much. Stay tuned now for the rest of the story for Stride Pro Wrestling. Hey everyone, Jamie Woodworth Myers joins me now, and she is one of Stride Pro Wrestling's biggest super fans. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
We are very excited because we have had a pretty good, and I say we as in Stride Pro Wrestling, have had a pretty good relationship with you and the Youth Build program in Marion and Jefferson counties. And talk to me a little bit about what is Youth Build, first of all.
Youth Build is a program in Jefferson and Marion County in Illinois, and we service 17 through 24-year-olds that need their GED or need a job or anything like that. We help them with their education. We help them work through AmeriCorps, the AmeriCorps program. They can volunteer their time, and in exchange for that, the AmeriCorps program will give them a grant for college.
Okay. And I should mention, you will probably start hearing some background noise. We are literally tearing down the Lane Austin Benefits show for Stride Pro Wrestling. And I want to talk to you about that too, because I want to thank you and your family, always supportive of Stride, but tonight in particular, as you guys showed your support and ran the concessions for us, and all the money went to Lane. We raised more than $1,000. So thank you for that too.
Oh, that's no problem. Anything for Lane. We love you guys. You guys have done a lot for us too. Helped us with our fundraiser last year, and we made like over $2,500
wow.
at that benefit last year. And so this one at Roadhouse Harley-Davidson this year, it's being sponsored by Roadhouse Harley and Alton Construction, and we want to have an even bigger turnout this time.
That's right. And so talk to me a little bit about the show, because it is at Roadhouse Harley-Davidson. This will be the first time Stride has gone there, and it's going to be, hopefully weather permitting, an outdoor show.
Yes, yes. We're going to – the forecast looks pretty great. So we're hoping it's going to be outside. But if not, still come, because they have a big warehouse out back that we can set things up in. So either way, you'll see a show next weekend.
Yeah, the folks at Harley-Davidson have always been supportive of local independent wrestling, which is so important. But a couple of, I guess one really big surprise, not surprise anymore, but James Ellsworth. You guys have managed to get him.
Yes,
last year it was Cowboy Bob Orton, WWE Hall of Famer. This year it is James Ellsworth, and James is going to be in the ring. We just learned he will be facing Wraith for the Legacy Championship. So how did the work come about to get James Ellsworth here?
Well, I wanted to get somebody current, and he really was literally just released from WWE a few months ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like last December?
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
Or something. And anyhow, with the help of Jerry Travelstead, thank you so much, Jerry, we were able to get Ellsworth to come to our show.
It's a great deal for sure. Fans can come out. Now, there's a meet and greet going on with James Ellsworth, too.
Yes,
is that right?
The meet and greet will start at 4:30 in the afternoon. The meet and greet costs $20. The show will start. We want you to be there early. We're going to say 6:30. So just come on out and hang out with us. There's going to be plenty of basket raffles and concessions, hamburgers brought. Don't eat before you come, because there's going to be a ton of food.
And again, this is a fundraiser. It is a benefit for the Youth Build program. And how do people get a hold of tickets to get to be a part of that meet and greet? Because that's going to be fun.
Call 204-8230, and I will be sure and get you tickets.
Alrighty, and we will have that number also on the write-up, and you can learn more by heading to the Stride Pro Wrestling Facebook page and My123Cents, of course, as
well. You can also pick up tickets at the Harley shop, too. They're selling them there, too.
And will people be able to get tickets day of the event?
Yes. Yes, sir, we can.
Very well. Jamie, anything else you want to say about this show coming up on Saturday night, April 14th?
Well, I heard that there's a guy named the California Kid that's coming.
All right.
And wrestling there too, so you might want to check him out. I think it's his return from, I don't know how long he's been out, but
okay.
Yeah.
The California Kid making his return to the Mount Vernon area. Again, this is happening in Mount Vernon, Illinois, so hopefully we will have lots of fans in attendance. It's James Ellsworth facing Wraith for the Legacy Championship, and all your other favorite Stride Pro Wrestling stars will, of course, be a part of this show. Jamie, anything else?
No, I think we're good.
All right.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Jamie, and fans, we will see you very soon.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.